What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, December 1st, 2016. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get started here. A lot of things developing on this whole recount three-ring circus. And what's going on up in Pennsylvania... Originally, it's a very confusing mess, which is why really we ought to have a standardized set of election laws for the entire country. But in Pennsylvania, Jill Stein had actually missed the deadline to file for the recount herself, but there was a provision in the Pennsylvania law where if they could get petitions signed in so many counties, the recount could go forward. And we don't know how much money they spent and how many people they sent up there to get these petitions signed, or even if the signatures on the petitions are actually valid or not. But Judge Bernard A. Moore has dismissed the petitions from the 78th precinct, basically saying, first of all, the petitions were filed improperly and mostly a lack of evidence. Because the justification for the demand of a recount from Jill Stein was that Russians were hacking the electronic voting machines to steal votes from her and give them to Donald Trump or whatever it is. And the judge said, we keep coming back to the fact that the Pennsylvania voting machines are not connected to the internet. There is zero evidence of hacking, and you can't come in here with a letter from computer experts saying it might be possible. That's not sufficient. So that is now over and done with over there in Pennsylvania. Now, over in Michigan, as you know, Jill Stein demanded a hand recount. And over there, they basically said the judge rejected the lawsuit to force a hand recount. Jill Stein asked for a hand recount. Michigan said, no, we'll just run them through the machine again because they've already had a hand recount. And she wanted a hand recount to just run out the clock on this and keep Michigan from showing up at the Electoral College. And the judge said, no, it'll be a machine recount. That's only going to take a couple of days. So that aspect of the case is out of play. Now, it is expected today that Trump will file his own recount regarding the objection. Let me back up here a little bit. Donald Trump is expected to file his objection to any recount in Michigan today, which would put a two-day hold on the process while the Board of Election, the Bureau of Elections, takes a look at it and considers the merits about whether a recount is merited or not. So that could actually be scotched. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. There's another independent presidential candidate, Roque De La Fuente, who has requested a recount of ballots in five counties out in Nevada. And here's where it gets interesting. Hillary Clinton won Nevada. And Roque De La Fuente is out there saying, basically, if we're going to be counting states with narrow victories, we should be counting the states that Hillary won by narrow margins, and that's what he's going to do. So they're going to recount five counties. If the discrepancy is greater than 1% for either Roque De La Fuente or Hillary Clinton, that will mandate a statewide recount. Wouldn't that be an embarrassment if Hillary's election fraud surfaced out there in Nevada and Nevada was given back over to Donald Trump? So the circus is still going on, but overall it's looking more and more like Hillary's last-ditch effort to steal the White House through the Electoral College is in serious, serious trouble, which means that Donald Trump is in a great deal of personal, physical danger, and I hope his security is drinking lots of black coffee and staying sharp on this. I hope he's wearing his Kevlar Armani. I have to tell you, I am very, very concerned about all these public appearances he's making in his thank you tour. He really should have held off doing that until after the 19th, when the Electoral College is over. because if anything happens to Donald Trump before the 19th, if he gets shot, if his airplane falls out of the sky, if a lightning bolt strikes him, then the Electoral College would be perfectly free to hand the White House to Hillary Clinton, and nobody would really have an argument against it. Now, up in Michigan, because of all this brouhaha, they're moving to pass laws once again requiring voter ID. And what they're doing to try and get around all these arguments that it's racist and people are risking arrest if they show up with a photo ID. Basically, the proposed law in Michigan is if you go to vote and you don't have a photo ID, you will be allowed to fill out a provisional ballot. Then you will have 10 days to prove your identity and your legal status. Otherwise, the ballot is thrown out. Now, this whole idea that voter ID laws are somehow discriminatory or racist is ridiculous. Everybody has a photo ID in this country. The issue is, are you a legal citizen eligible to vote or not? And both votefraud.org and truthofvote.org have come on out and said point blank, at a minimum, 3 million non-citizens voted in this last election. And here's a statistic you need to keep in mind. 177 of Hillary Clinton's 232 electoral votes came from states that do not require ID or photo ID to vote. And all of her votes were clustered in these very tightly packed urban centers where the illegal immigrants and the refugees are hanging out, and the election fraud takes place. Nobody does election fraud driving across the Great Plains. The distances are too great. They go for those cities where there's lots of people, lots of potential voters packed together. Remember what that election supervisor in New York said. They just send in a bus. They pick up a bunch of people, and they take them to a precinct, and they vote without ID. Then they take them to another precinct, and they vote without ID. And they can vote 10, 15, 20 times in the day. And there's no check to keep them from voting more than once. I like the system they have over in the Middle East. When you vote, you dip your finger in this little bottle of dye, and the dye takes about a week to wear off. And obviously, if you've got a purple finger, you're not allowed to vote anymore. I think it's a really great system, and I think we ought to have that here. Now, out in California, everybody's saying, oh, all those wacko liberals, they voted in Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton won California. She may have won it with the illegal immigrant vote because of the high concentration of illegal immigrants that are in that state. But here's another reality. Donald Trump won 25 counties in California. It wasn't a clean sweep at all. Trump didn't lose California by much of a margin. If you look at the precinct maps and the county maps, Donald Trump swept this entire nation. Hillary's entire vote totals were concentrated in those urban centers, those democratically controlled liberal cities that are havens for the illegal immigrants and the refugees. All right, we're going to take a quick phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, and before we do that, though, I got to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about politics. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just had a few questions, but first, speaking on behalf of my liberal friends, I don't like that purple dye idea. It's kind of icky, isn't it?
What color would you like? We could do yellow, we could do green, we could do blue.
Let me check with them, and I'll get back with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Liberals hate anything that prevents them from engaging in massive voter fraud.
I actually have no liberal friends. Unfortunately, I do have some family members who are liberals, but I never speak with them. Kind of like that crazy aunt that you compared with Hillary.
Yes.
Yesterday, John from Barbados mentioned Trey Gowdy for Attorney General. Trump has already named nominated Sessions for that position.
Yes. Yes.
Secondly, yesterday you mentioned David Petraeus. You said... He had, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that he had the stuff to be Secretary of State.
No, what I said is he's got experience dealing with foreign countries that Mitt Romney certainly does not. And okay, that's why I think that Petraeus would be definitely a better choice. And I'm looking at what Donald Trump is doing with his appointments, and everybody's complaining, oh, he's getting some of the old guard in there, he's getting these other weirdo, wacko people. Donald Trump's appointments are very easy to understand when you realize he's not picking people because of their ideology. He's going for competency. He's picking people who are smarter than himself in these areas of concern, and that really is a very good, very business-like way to do it. In fact, I remember the founder of Texas Instruments was asked in an interview what was the secret of the spectacular early success of the company, and the CEO said, it's really simple. I hire people who are smarter than I am.
Right. No, but I don't question Petraeus's experience and knowledge. I question his judgment, because this is the same man that called for the U.S. to ally with Al-Qaeda in Syria. So that's not the kind of person I would want to see as Secretary of State.
Yeah, but don't forget, hold it, this allying with Al-Qaeda was a U.S. policy. We're only just now finding that out, and it came all the way down from the White House itself, with Obama and Hillary Clinton were smuggling weapons to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. We had that document dump from WikiLeaks showing that the CIA created ISIS to be a controlled proxy. Al-Qaeda is very much the same. We know Al-Qaeda is a fake because of the name. Al-Qaeda literally means the base in Arabic, but in Arabic slang it means a toilet. So you know this was all made up by somebody not really that familiar with the Arab culture.
Right. Yeah, but is it wise? I'm just saying, is it wise for Petraeus to make such a public statement and call for the U.S. to ally with Al-Qaeda in this plan to get mission to get Assad out of office? We should just align. I mean, they did create these people, but these
Petraeus,
people are crazy, though. They are insane,
Petraeus,
jihadis.
Petraeus may have been tapped to put out the trial balloon to see if the American people would go along with it. And it failed. And you'll see that a lot. And it's usually a big problem for the people who are tapped to do it. They're saying, we need to float this idea. You're the one who gets to go on TV and say we're going to ally with Al-Qaeda. And I'm sure Petraeus may not have been happy about that, the way Colin Powell was very unhappy over being forced to go into the UN and show a little bottle of talcum powder and claim it was anthrax.
Yeah. Mike, my last question was you had mentioned Obamacare. You said a few weeks back, you had said that a lot of these health insurance companies are pulling out because they're losing money. But then a few days ago, you said because the young people and the young healthy people aren't signing up. Okay, that's why. But a few days ago, you said these health care companies are making money hand over fist.
I said the medical, the big pharmaceutical companies are making money hand over fist with rising prices, and that's another part of the pressure on the health insurance companies, because they're having to cover more and more of these skyrocketing prices for pills and treatments. It's a very messed up system. As a matter of fact, I'm working on an article right now about how we need to go back to a system of thinking in terms of preventing illness rather than allowing illness to happen and then seeking to turn it into a profit center.
Right. Oh, Mike, one final thing. I saw something on LouRockwell.com by Lawrence Vance mentioning this recruitment problem for the military. Do you know that 40% of the military come from six states? Six states only. I'm sure they're mostly from the South. Most of the enlisted personnel come from the South. Most of the officer corps comes from the North. So,
yes,
something to put out there.
Well, pardon me. Most of the officer corps comes from the North because that's where all the military academies are located.
Right, but it just seems like these poor Southern, boys from the rural areas, the hicks that the North likes to refer to them as, are doing the ones who are really doing the dying. The people that the people the North, the elite have contempt for. They're the ones who are dying in these stupid wars. So,
well, remember what Henry Kissinger said about military men? They're just dumb, stupid pawns to be spent in foreign policy. That really is the attitude.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, like you always say, the parents should sit down with their kids and say, "Don't go near the military. Avoid these recruiters. Don't pay any attention to them."
Well, unfortunately, recruiters are allowed to go onto the campuses of the high schools and directly approach the kids, and the schools can't prevent it, or they lose their funding. And it really is stacked up. And I often wonder, all these military-style games that are being given away for free, and yes, it's a come on, you got to buy bigger bombs and stuff down the road. But there was one that was actually created by the U.S. Army. And literally given away free as a promotional device, and I wondered if they were like keeping track of the people who were scoring really high in order to put the focus of recruitment on them.
I guess that's another reason for the offshoring of these manufacturing jobs. So these poor suckers have no other employment options except to join the military.
It's an economic draft. It really is. And Claire and I got to see that up close and personal a few years ago. We were going down to a restaurant that, well, it's not there anymore, and it's located in this same part of the mall where all the military recruiters are, and there were a whole bunch of kids just standing there, and we just stopped and talked with them, and they'd all signed up for the Air Force. They were waiting for the bus to take them wherever they were going to go, and we expressed our concern about, with so much war going on, was this really a best option, and they all basically said the same thing. There are no jobs here for us, and it's either sign up with the military or be homeless.
Yeah, that's sad. Well, okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking about appointments, and just out of curiosity, what do you think Alan Keyes? You think he might fit in the administration or not?
What position do you have him in mind for?
Well, he's conservative, and he seems like a pretty bright guy. I'm not sure where, but it just seems to me his intelligence, I think he's just a pretty sharp guy. I've heard him talk, and I think, he'd fit in somewhere. I'm not sure where, but he's definitely...
Well, there are only so many positions to hand on out in the cabinet. In fact, Trump is already talking about removing the cabinet post of Director of National Intelligence and just directly with the intelligence agencies, but Trump can have as many special advisors as he wants. In fact, there's even a term for it in the White House. It's called the kitchen cabinet, which is the people the president will meet with for breakfast in the White House and sit around, and it's a very informal ad hoc group, and I imagine that Donald Trump will probably invite a lot of people to take part in that, because it's all very unofficial, and he can just bounce ideas off of them. Keyes might fit in very well there.
Has Jesse Ventura's name been out there yet or not?
Say again?
Has Jesse Ventura's name been brought up at all?
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, no. Well, Jesse Ventura may be just a little bit too colorful for Donald Trump's taste.
Okay, one last one. I know you may think, well, he's a little bit old, but he is a sharp guy, and he definitely knows the Middle East and world affairs really well, and I would say Noam Chomsky, at least as an advisor. What do you think about that?
From my own personal taste, he's a little too pro-Israel, and I'm not going to argue against him because of his age, simply because I'm getting older myself, but he is very inflexible in his thinking, and I think one quality that Donald Trump is going to be looking for, or should be looking for, in all of his appointments are people who are willing to be flexible and accommodate some of the major changes that this country needs to go through if it's going to avoid a collapse.
Well, I hope this whole meeting with Romney is nothing. I really do, because I just can't understand. I think Trump will lose a lot of people's support and respect from people who voted for him, batted for him. Why is he talking to the guy who used personal attacks on him? I have no clue, but I don't know. I think he's going to lose some fans, some base.
Well, Trump has got a lot of favors to pay back to his supporters, and probably he's getting phone calls from his top donors saying at least meet with Mitt Romney, and so Trump has met with Mitt Romney, but it doesn't look to me like he's very seriously considering Mitt Romney for Secretary of State, primarily because Mitt Romney does not have any foreign policy background whatsoever. He's a classic money junkie. Anybody who's seen that film when Mitt Romney came to town knows that. But, Trump does owe a lot of people for the support that they gave him to become president. And he's going to have to pay those favors back. And very often it's somebody calling up saying, at least meet with XYZ. And so he's had the meeting, and he comes back and says, I had the meeting, I'm not impressed with the guy, and we're going to go with Petraeus or something. Anyway, we've got to take a break for commercials. All right, we'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Michael, can you hear me, Mike?
I can. There's some problems with the line, but I can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to put my two cents on the Secretary of State thing, appointments, and I'm not for Mitt Romney at all. However, at least he ran a business that was international, which is more foreign policy experience than Hillary had. However, I think he's totally unsuited. I would not pick him, and I have an issue with. American foreign policy and diplomacy, we really don't have diplomacy. Our diplomacy is the Pentagon. It's basically
well. That's what Trump is going to. That's what Trump has promised. He's going to change. He's already out there talking about going back to being friends with Russia, going back to being friends with China. That's what he campaigned on, and every indication is that is what he wants to do because right. he understands. You know, peace through commerce is preferable to blowing everything up.
And I wholly agree with him, and I hope to God he's going to do that. But I think Petraeus, as a general running, it's the wrong message, and his first inclination would be to use the force anyways. He wasn't even all that successful a general, frankly. But
hang on, okay? Petraeus is not in charge. Petraeus's job is going on out and interfacing with the rest of the world, but policy will be set by Trump. when we find out that Hillary Clinton was out there with all the stuff that was going on in Benghazi, the indications are, you know, she did not do that on her own. The smuggling of weapons to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, she didn't just up and do that all on her own authority. That came down from the White House. And Petraeus may have his own opinions about what's going on, but ultimately his job is to carry out the policies set by the president, or he'll be fired.
You know, Mike, I have a suggestion I would love to see. I know it will never happen, but for Secretary of State, I'd like to see either Mearsheimer or Walt, the guys who, the realist school of American foreign policy that wrote the book on the Israeli lobby and American foreign policy. I would love to see one of those guys appointed as the Secretary of State.
That would have been a good choice. I was actually rooting for Tulsi Gabbard from right here in Hawaii because she's very pro-peace. She has been very vocal about opposition to the war, which is a very courageous stance to take in a state with such a high military presence and so dependent on military spending as Hawaii is. And she's quite a lady. I'm trying to get her on the show here. She's heading up to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest this weekend. So, I mean, she's out there being an activist. And, you know, I've never met her, but already I have a lot of respect for her.
And I do, too. I think of all the people actually been mentioned, she was the best. How about Cynthia McKinney?
I would love to see Cynthia McKinney have some kind of a position. You know, I was kind of hoping that Trump might convince Ron Paul to come out of retirement and make him Secretary of the Treasury. But again, when we're looking at Donald Trump's appointments, this is where a lot of the favors that he owes to his supporters for this campaign get paid back. We're not going to agree with all of his appointments. I certainly don't. But, you know, he does owe a lot of people, and he's got to make good on those promises.
I'm with you, Mike. All right, thanks, guy.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the news, those members of Hillary's fanatics, I think we need a new name for the Hillaryites. The Hillaryites are still out there screaming that Hillary should be president because she won the popular vote. And you keep telling them the election system isn't set up on popular vote, or Trump would have campaigned in just four states and still would have won. And in any case, you cannot claim that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote when there were so many illegal immigrants voting. So Bill Mitchell comes on out and he's got a comment about the corporate media. Because the corporate media is out there saying, oh, no, there wasn't a problem with illegal immigrants voting. I mean, there's no way they could vote in the election. And, you know, this idea that Russia can hack our elections, but the illegal immigrants can't vote. I mean, there are fewer barriers to voting than to getting across the border. And they got across the border. And if they're being lured in with promises of all kinds of free stuff, if they will vote for Hillary Clinton, they're going to go ahead and do that. I mean, by definition, these people are criminals the moment they step across that border. We got to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twist is still was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over at Newsmax, there was this article in which Ed Klein comes on out and says the only reason that Hillary and Jill Stein asked for a recount was because all the people close to Hillary, Huma Abedin, Chelsea Clinton, Sidney Blumenthal, basically said it would lift her spirits to ask for a recount. Poor Hillary is looking weepy. She looks 10 years older. She's very whiny. She's been drinking heavily. Poor baby. And that's the whole reason for the recount. No, what they were trying to do was hide the real agenda, which was to tangle up Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in Florida 2000-style legal wrangles so they would be unable to send electors to the Electoral College December 19th. That would narrow the gap between Trump and Hillary, and it would only have taken 15 defecting electors to steal the White House for Hillary Clinton. And according to InfoWars, in turn citing TV host David Pakman, Hillary already had 15 electors that were supposed to be voting for Trump, ready to defect and vote for her. That's how close it came. But because of the judges' decisions in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, it looks like that plan has fallen apart. Now, there was an article here pointing out how Jill Stein hired a DNC lawyer for the Michigan recount effort. And they point out it does look really, really bad, but it's even worse than that because under campaign law, it is actually illegal for the campaigns to collude with each other against a third party. And apparently the GOP in one of these states has already filed a formal complaint with the Federal Elections Commission. Now, Donald Trump has asked Obama's appointed federal prosecutor, Preet Bharara, to stay on in the administration. And Bharara has been very busy investigating Anthony Weiner, the Clinton Foundation. And so it looks like Donald Trump, contrary to that fiction peddled by the New York Times, Donald Trump is going to criminally investigate Hillary Clinton. And it's a reminder that Donald Trump's appointments are not based on ideology. He's going for competency. He's trying to find the people who are best going to be able to do the job he needs them to do. He's thinking like a business manager, not like a politician. And that, to me, is a very, very positive sign. All right, let's take a phone call here. Steve in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, where's Julian Assange?
Packing his luggage over at the Ecuadorian embassy, I would imagine.
Well, nobody's heard from him for 33 days now, 35 days, something like that.
No, he's been keeping a low profile while the United Nations went through this whole resolution that he should be freed, Great Britain was trying to appeal it, and the UN slapped them down. So the United Nations has basically ordered Julian Assange to be set free immediately, and I imagine, you know, Assange will be out there doing the media circuit here any time now. But I imagine he's packing his bags over there at that embassy. I just hope he stays on small airplanes and suburban Washington, D.C. parks and avoids walking by vans in the street with the engines running.
All right, Mike, I sure hope so.
Okay. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're gonna let you go here. Now then, apparently Hillary's spoiled brat people, the Hillaryites, are still throwing tantrums. They're still attacking my server. They're still behaving like spoiled children who are having to squeeze their Play-Doh in the safe spaces because they didn't get what they wanted here. And apparently over in Kansas City, a mob of black teens apparently assaulted a middle-aged white man who they suspected of voting for Donald Trump. And it's been classed as a hate crime. They just seriously beat him up. Apparently, a Navy veteran's home has been vandalized and torched by Black Lives Matter because he was a Trump supporter. So we're beginning to see the true face of the Hillaryites. Hillaryites, as it were. Now, getting on back to the investigations, and Trey Gowdy, I know we all wanted him as Attorney General, but he can still do the job he's doing from right where he's sitting right now. And every indication is he's going to go on. Representative Jim Jordan has vowed to investigate Hillary Clinton regardless of what Trump says. Now, apparently Jordan read that New York Times story and didn't get the follow-up that the reporters on that story just made it up that Trump was not going to criminally investigate Hillary Clinton. She needs time to heal. I don't want revenge, blah, 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 blah. The New York Times reporters just made it up. They misquoted Donald Trump. They asked him point blank in the interview, are you taking the investigations off the table? Donald Trump said no. They didn't quote that. They just took the line about not wanting revenge and the investigations not being a priority, and they turned it into that headline, Donald Trump will not criminally investigate Hillary Clinton. But remember, the New York Times is the real news. And we here at WhatReallyHappened.com and Republic Broadcasting, we're the fake news. Now, Conservative Tribune is reporting that CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, on the air, has basically declared essentially a vendetta against Trump. during his broadcast, saying that he will not accept a Donald Trump presidency, that he is going to oppose and undermine Donald Trump's presidency from his throne at CNN. And, Donald Trump was right. We had that quote yesterday where Trump is saying CNN has gotten worse ever since Trump won the election. And CNN is now on the attack against the independent media. And for some reason, they have a real burr under the saddle when it comes to Alex Jones, who they're describing now as a Sandy Hook 9/11 conspiracy theorist. And they're linking Donald Trump to him in an effort to try and tarnish him, not realizing that most Americans now understand that the official story for 9/11 is bogus. A lot of Americans understand the official story about Sandy Hook is bogus. In fact, at this point, more and more Americans are realizing that pretty much everything the U.S. government and the corporate media said is totally bogus. And here's where it gets really weird. There's a YouTube video out, we link to it, in which CNN is trying to claim that Alex Jones is a leader of the KKK. I mean, that's the shark right there. CNN, meet shark, shark, meet CNN. What are they going to do next? Alex Jones passes gas in elevators. Alex Jones has overdue library books. Alex Jones takes the last cookie. I mean, they've really become almost a caricature. If we saw this on Saturday Night Live, we'd realize what a joke it was. Now, there's another article that came on out over in Zero Hedge where Martin Armstrong, his numbers that he is looking at is saying less than 1 in 3 Americans trust the corporate media. There are polls indicating that it's actually much lower than that, but even less than 1 in 3, that's bad. And he's out there saying that if the corporate media continues this adversarial position against the independent media, if they keep trying to prop up Hillary and attacking Donald Trump, they're only going to doom themselves. The younger generation isn't buying newspapers and magazines. They're getting everything online, and they're coming to the independent media to get it. The corporate media is beginning to fade away. The corporate media is about to become as relevant as FM radio. Now, turning over to the war zones, there's a lot going on. It's still not getting what I would consider adequate coverage on the corporate TV news. The main road into eastern Aleppo, Castello Road, is now in the hands of the Syrian forces, which means they can get humanitarian supplies in there. Putin can get his mobile hospitals into there. The civilians who want to leave eastern Aleppo can get out if they can dodge the bullets being fired by those U.S.-backed terrorists. But very clearly, the momentum has shifted. Syria and Russia have the initiative, and it's only a matter of time. We're now hearing that Moscow is actually in secret negotiations with the Syrian opposition to stop the fighting in Aleppo. And I'm sure what Putin is basically saying is, look, you're going to lose. You can quit now, and a lot more of you will still be alive than if you fight this out to its foregone conclusion. And apparently he is finding a receptive audience over there in the Syrian opposition. We are now seeing a story that also came out of the Duran.com where Russia is negotiating with Turkey for the surrender of jihadis in East Aleppo. So all of a sudden things are evening out between Russia and Turkey. Now, remember earlier in the week, Erdogan was out there saying that the aim of Turkey's forces in Syria was to take out Bashar al-Assad, which provoked a tremendous response from Russia, a demand for an explanation. And just yesterday, I said, in reading the transcript, the translated transcript of his speech, I got the impression that Erdogan was just mouthing off and not thinking about what he was really saying. But today, Erdogan has now clarified that in reality, Turkey's military are in Syria only to target the terrorists, and no, they are not out there to topple Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. So I did predict yesterday he was going to back down, and he just did. Now, Putin has given the State of the Nation speech, Russia's equivalent of the State of the Union, and reiterated that Russia does not want to have conflict with anyone, but they will act to protect their interests. They don't want enemies. What they want, what they need, are more friends. And he made a special shout out to the incoming administration of Donald Trump to say, we're going to work with you and partner with you to fight terrorism, most of which I expect will vanish once Obama is out of office. So it's all moving in a good direction. Interestingly enough, Egypt is starting to make noises about getting a little more involved in Syria on the side of Assad. And normally Egypt has a policy very much like that of Iran. They don't like to get involved with other countries. They don't attack other countries. Israel has attacked them a couple of times, but that's basically it. But all of a sudden, Egypt is starting to deploy jets and cargo planes to the province of Hama. And they're providing transport planes to help the Syrian army to redeploy cargo and personnel. So Egypt is coming on in kind of a support mode, but it's certainly going to work to Assad's advantage in bringing this whole attempted overthrow by the U.S. to an end. Now, a lot of people were very, very upset over Ukraine planning missile tests. They'd issued NOTAM saying that they're going to be firing rockets over Crimea. Everybody was concerned about that. The possibility that one of these rockets could malfunction and come down on Crimea. Well, Ukraine has backed down on that one, and they have now said their two-day missile drill starting today will be shifted away from the airspace over Crimea. They're just going to fly them over the Black Sea. In this story, however, which I linked to the Reuters version, Reuters is still pushing that whole thing, you know, Ukraine is sidestepping a possible confrontation with Russia, which annexed the peninsula in 2014. No, Russia did not annex Crimea. Shame on you, Reuters. Double shame for standing up there and claiming you're the real media and we're the fake media. What happened, one more time, the Crimeans held a referendum and voted to secede from Ukraine following the U.S.-backed coup d'etat in Kiev. Crimea has the right to do that under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Then after they had declared their independence, they held another referendum in which they voted to ask Russia to merge with their republics. That one had landslide, 90% plus. And that's what happened. Crimea didn't want to be part of the U.S. empire anymore. They broke away, as they're legally entitled to do under international law. And then they said, hey, can we join with you guys? And Putin said, yes. That's what happened. There was no annexation. Reuters seems to think that if they keep repeating this at you over and over and over and over and over and over again, that you will just someday believe it. It's amazing. All right. Story out of inside Syria. And they start off mentioning about how CENTCOM announced the death of an American soldier in Syria last week. And then they basically take the Pentagon to task for their claim that this is the first time a U.S. service member lost their life in combat inside Syria. And questions that claim, given that U.S. troops have been illegally present in Syria quite a long time. Now, if you are my age, and I feel sorry for you if you are, you will remember how we, the American people, didn't learn just how many of our kids died in Vietnam until after it was all over. The numbers were always low. Oh, we lost a few. We lost a few. It's a tragedy, but it's only a few. And then after it was all over, they finally came out and let us know that some 60,000 Americans got killed in Vietnam. That's why that war memorial in Washington, D.C. is as big as it is. They had to fit all the names on there. Now, over in Great Britain, Parliament has basically voted down a motion on whether former Prime Minister Tony Blair should be held to account for allegedly lying Britain into the Iraq War. and the members of Parliament ruled that Tony Blair did not deceive Parliament, therefore there should be no investigation. They're actually telling the truth. Parliament knew exactly what was going on. Tony Blair deceived the British people, and he should be held to account for that. Now, let's get into the economy, because we're seeing this just rush toward the cashless society. And over in Italy, one of their banks, Modi, is already taking all currency over the equivalent of $7 U.S. out of circulation. And what they want to do is move all transactions onto the bank plastic card. Same thing they're talking about all over Europe and here in the United States of America. Why? Because the banks will charge you a fee for handling your money for you. You don't have to pay a fee when you reach into your pocket and pull out a piece of paper or a coin and pay for what you want. The bank wants to charge you a fee for everything that you do. And they're talking now a transaction tax. Now that all transactions go through the bank, they will tax you on them. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before, and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com. And learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're just now getting word that Donald Trump has chosen retired Marine General James Mattis to be the Secretary of Defense. And Mattis is an experienced soldier. He's been in battle. He's led operations all across the Middle East. And I think that's a good thing, having somebody who knows what war is really like, what the horror of it is really like, being in charge. I think it's going to be a good thing. Remember what a disaster Donald Aspartame is Good for You Rumsfeld was under George W. Bush? All right, let's go to the phones here. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I think people misunderstood my statements about Trey Gowdy. Yes, I did support him for the Attorney General, and I said that if Donald Trump picked him, he would go some way to convince me that he was real. But, however, I also said at the end of that communication that I would have rather see Trey Gowdy left in the Congress as the attack dog because he's doing such a great job there. So, you know, I think people misunderstand what I was trying to say.
Yeah, you know, that's water under the bridge at this point, and now we just move forward and look at what's going on. Obviously, with the judge's decisions in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, this ploy to steal the White House at the Electoral College seems to be in serious, serious trouble. And but again, it's too soon for the hats and confetti, because it is very obvious that Hillary and her people, the Hillaryites, are going to do whatever it takes to get that White House. And that's why right now I feel that Donald Trump is in, you know, he's in grave danger. And I hope his security is really, really keeping an eye on him. And I hope Trump is wearing his Kevlar Armani, because I would say it's probably an even money bet that somewhere between now and the 19th of December, there will be an attempt on him.
Well, what General Mattis now, this is the general that didn't know where the Afghan-Pakistan border was, and my friend in Australia offered to send him his GPS to show him where it was when General Mattis was in charge and those 26 Pakistani soldiers were killed. So I'm not convinced about General Mattis, but okay, we'll see how he does. Most of the time, I'm reserving judgment until I see Donald Trump actually in the White House, because I think there's still some hurdles to cross, notwithstanding, you know, assassination attempts and this stupid...
Okay, John, we're almost out of time. I want to ask you a question. When you first arrived in Barbados, did you know where all the major roads were?
Absolutely not, but with GPS, it's easy.
Okay, but the thing is, GPS, Mattis and the fog of war and everything, I don't think that one incident really, it feels like, you know, everybody can make a goof, and I don't think we need to make a big deal out of it. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go, do a break for station identification, got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.